Things I learned from loving deeply. Some relationships change you in quiet but permanent ways. Not every love becomes a lifelong story. Some arrive, reshape parts of you, and then continue in another direction. But even when they end, they leave behind something real. Looking back, I realize that loving someone deeply taught me more about connection, vulnerability, and myself than I expected. Not because everything went perfectly, but because the love itself was real. Love is often quiet. One of the first things I learned is that love rarely lives in dramatic moments. It lives in the quiet ones. Sitting together, without needing to fill the silence. Sharing a bed, a room, a routine. Feeling calm simply because another person is there. Those moments may look small from the outside, but inside them is something profound. The feeling of being safe in someone else's presence. Real love often looks ordinary, and that is exactly what makes it meaningful. Intimacy requires trust. True intimacy asks for something difficult. It asks you to allow another person to see parts of yourself that you normally protect. Your fears, your uncertainties, the parts of you that still feel unfinished. Trust is not just about loyalty. It is about emotional safety, the quiet understanding that someone will treat your vulnerability with care. When that happens, connection becomes deeper than attraction. It becomes a place where two people can actually exist as themselves. Loving deeply reveals who you are. Another lesson I learned is that loving someone deeply reveals something important about yourself. It shows you the depth of your own capacity, your ability to care, your willingness to stay present, your strength in offering patience, warmth, and loyalty. For a long time, it can feel as if love is something another person gives you, but eventually you realize something different. The love you gave was always yours, and that capacity does not disappear simply because a relationship ends. Love and loss can exist together. One of the harder truths about relationships is that love alone is not always enough to keep two lives moving in the same direction. People grow. People struggle. People reach limits in ways neither person expected. Sometimes relationships end not because the love was false, but because something deeper stopped aligning. That realization can hurt, but it also reveals an important truth. A relationship ending does not erase the love that once existed. Both things can be true at the same time. Love does not need access to remain real. When someone leaves your life, the connection does not instantly disappear. At first, that can feel confusing. You can still care about someone while knowing they are no longer part of your life. You can still wish them well while recognizing that distance is necessary. Eventually, you learn something quiet but important. Love does not always need proximity to remain meaningful. Sometimes the healthiest form of care is letting a chapter remain where it ended. Carrying the lessons forward. Healing after a deep relationship is not about pretending it never happened. It is about integrating what it taught you. Understanding the kind of connection that allows you to thrive. Recognizing the parts of yourself that deserve to be met with the same care you offer others. And perhaps the most reassuring realization is this. The ability to love deeply was never the mistake. It was always the strength. The story does not end when a relationship does. It simply becomes part of the person you are becoming.